You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Tisha B'Av, Tashin Bey. Another year that we're coming to Tisha B'Av, and unless we'll have a last minute change, we will be mourning the Churban Beis Hamikdash once again in less than 24 hours. And what I want to focus today is on the simple question, our understanding of why are we mourning? What exactly does it mean that we're mourning on Churban Beis Hamikdash? And I'll explain the question. Throughout the year, whenever there's a tragedy, whenever there is a tzara, and this year we went through a tzara, we went through a difficult time. Everybody in Klal Yisrael went through a difficult time, is going currently through a difficult time, not an easy time. We always know, we always tell ourselves, we always hear the idea, the concept, which we believe in completely, which is bitachon in Hashem. You trust the Kadosh Baruch Hu that everything is going to be for the good. Gam zu l'toiva. Whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good. We know that. We believe that. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us, I think we mentioned it last week, Pesachim tells us that in this world, we have two brachas. We have a bracha of dynamis, and we have a bracha of a toiv ha-meitiv. Dynamis, we say on terrible things that happen. And a toiv ha-meitiv, we say on good things that happen. But the Asid Lavoi will have only one bracha, a toiv ha-meitiv. Before I should explain, I'm not talking about that in the world to come, everything will be good. Of course, everything will be good in the world to come. But retroactively, when we're going to be in Olam HaBa, we're going to look back, we're going to see that every terrible thing that happened is good. So again, if everything is really good, which is hard for us to see it today, we said the dynamis, but we know it's really good. So we know all the tzaras, the avis that we have in this world is all going to be for the good. Everything is another buildup to get the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara we mentioned last week, Rabbi Akiva, in the end of the Seches Makas, he looks at Churban Beis Hamikdash and he says, oh, I see a building block to get to the Beis Hamikdash. That's the way to have it. We know that through the terrible things that happen to us, it's all a way for us to benefit. Because Baruch Hu never punishes us for no reason. Baruch Hu never gives us something that we don't deserve. And everything that we have is a reason for us to go to the next level. As we expanded upon it last week. Everything is B'dei Shabayim. The Gemara tells us about Metziah and Chulin, sorry. The Gemara says, "In Odom Noikef Etzba Milamato and Kemachizim of Lamana." Because he cannot move his finger in this world, because Baruch Hu does not give him the power to do it. As Yisrael Atzai told his brothers, "Atem chashavtem l'ra, Hashem chashav l'tayva." Everything Baruch Hu creates, he leads, then it's going to come to something. A person can't really do anything in the world because Baruch Hu does not want him to do it. I mean, that Torah allows it to happen because eventually it will come to good. We know that God, everything is l'tayva, but even in a deeper sense, the Leshem, grandfather of Eliashiv, writes in a Sefer, he writes about it in length, the idea that everything in this world, and it's based on the Arizal, every iota, every small moment in this world, when we get to Olam HaBa, we're going to look back and we're going to see how that is another stepping stone to reach the good of Olam HaBa. Every good thing that happened in the world, for sure, and every bad thing as well. Not every only bad things that happened to Am Yisrael, but every bad thing in the world in general. Every tsunami or every earthquake in Africa is another stepping stone to get to Olam HaBa. We don't understand how is that so, but we believe in that. And when we get to Olam HaBa, we'll see it. So, if everything is good, if everything in this world we believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing the taiva, and we will see how everything leads to taif. If that's the case, so what exactly are we mourning? Don't we believe, don't we trust Hashem that everything is for the good? Don't we have bitachon in Hashem, the churban beis hamikdash is for our own benefit? We mentioned in previous years, the Gemara that tells us that if Am Yisrael would not go out of Eretz Yisrael all the time they went out, if they will not go to exile, they will be destroyed. More in Gittin, tells us, therefore, Kosh Baruch Hu tattered and made the Eretz Yisrael before the numeric value of the word Vinashante, which is 852. They left Eretz Yisrael 850 years after they went into it to save them. That's the whole process. Everything, there is a meaning and there's a purpose, and it's going to lead to good. The Vilna Gaon brings this mashal. We also mentioned it a few times. They're feeling so much over here. It says, we're going to mention a little bit of it in Tisha B'Av regarding Asaru Gimalchus. And the mention of Asaru Gimalchus that we quote in Yom Kippur, it says when Rabbi Akiva was dying, Rabbi Akiva, the great Rabbi Akiva, and they were peeling off his skin. So the Malachim screamed out and said, Zutayiv Zuschara. This is the reward you give for Rabbi Akiva, the biggest Torah Baal Peh, Rebbe, the one who gave us all Torah Baal Peh. So Torah is Yischara. And Kosh Baruch Hu answered that to them, I just tell them, if you're going to be quiet, fine, and if not, I'm going to return the world to Torah Baal Peh. So the Vilna Gaon explains, what does it mean, Asa Dei on Torah Baal Peh? Really, when you see the whole picture of the world, everything makes sense, everything is for a reason. But you have to see the whole picture of the world. You have to go see the whole process. Because a mashal ma'ad ha'rodeime, a tailor that a king hired him to create a beautiful garment for the king. And he gave him a special material to do it. And the tailor went and created the beautiful clothing, brought it to the king. And the king asked the tailor, what did he do with all the material he gave you, all the very expensive material? He said, what I did with it, I used it to create this garment. The king said, and how do I know that that's true? How do I know that you used every single thread to create this garment? Told the tailor, I cannot really prove it to you unless I go back and I recreate this garment. I turn it back at the threads, and then I can show you that all the material is there. But now when you have the clothes, you're in the middle of the process, you can't really see it. So the middle of the branch, Bull tells them, Malachim, you want to know, you want to understand why Akiva is dying? How does that work? Why is he suffering so much? There's a reason for it. It's for the good, because Bull has a cheshbon. If you want to understand, you have to see the whole world from the beginning of the process. They have to bring back the world to tell you about you, then you'll understand. But if you see the whole world as in one land, when you get to Eilam HaBa, you see it, it all makes sense. So again, the question is, why are we crying so much at Tisha B'Av? What are we so sad? Don't we believe in Kosh Baruch Hu that every tragedy that happened to us is really a good thing? Every single event that happened to Klai Yisrael, which is not so Gishmak, will turn into be for the good, so we should be happy, we should trust Hashem. Why are we crying? What's the pshat in that? But the answer is, they're really, in this world, obviously everything is for the good. And everything is controlled by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not even a shaila. But the way Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world is, he's taking care of the events in the world. He's making sure that the world comes to its goal, to its fruition. But what do we need to do? We need to make sure that we do our job in our own small corner, the way things appear to us. This really goes very deep in, which I don't want to get too much into, but we spoke about it in previous shurim. The whole idea of Torah and mitzvahs, as the Baal Tanya tells us, and in a different way says Nefesh HaChaim in Shaar Gimel, really Torah and mitzvahs, all our Torah and all our mitzvahs, if Hakadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the power to do everything. And nothing in this world can happen without Kosh Baruch Hu's will. What exactly are we doing? Kosh Baruch Hu is doing everything. Kosh Baruch Hu will lead everything to its fruition. And the answer is that Kosh Baruch Hu is leading the big events of the world. And our job is to take care of what we have in front of us. And what we have in front of us is we see on the surface a churban. So we need to take care of it. And the way we take care of it is with mourning the churban and crying for the churban. And the depth of it is the following. Of course we have the bitachon of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Of course we have the emunah that we know that everything is for the good. There's no question about that. But if things appear right now to be bad, the way we participate in them, the way that we react in the right way is that for us to cry and mourn in the outside, even though inside we believe that everything is for the good. And to explain that a little deeper, a little bigger understanding, really we have to see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is doing. We know, anybody learned that theme you learned recently, where it tells us, you have to be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says, ani vihu, me and Hashem, we're together. We try to be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's merciful, we're merciful as well. But it's brought down to the Kabbalah that really, when every time in the Zmani, every Moyed, we try to replicate, we try to emulate, we try to do our Maisim similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to us in this world. And how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu appear to us when we have a Tzara Chorban? The Gemara in Chagiga tells the Gemara in basically says, the Gemara says there's a place in the world called Mistari to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries over there, Mipnei Gava. Amar Shmuel, by Yitzchak, what is Mipnei Gava? Mipnei Gava, so she saw, she nitla me'en, ve nitna ler v'chor. Shmuel was crying there when the pride of Am Yisrael was removed for them. Says the Gemara, O Mika Pchia, come back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cry. Amar Baba, in a tzibu tifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no sadness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara answers, Lekasha, Halapote Gavoi, Halapote Baroi. And there's two Gisras of the words, the Gisra of Rashi and the Gisra of Rabbeinu Chananu. We mentioned it many years, or Moshe Shapiro has always mentioned it in his Shir and Tisha B'Av. And we're going to focus on Rabbeinu Chananu because later Achronim prove, like Rabbeinu Chananu, and there's many kids explain that Rashi also does not really argue with Rabbeinu Chananu. But the Gemara tells us, Bate Gavoi means the inner rooms. Bote Baroi means the outer rooms. In the inner rooms, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always happy. In the outer rooms, there he appears to be crying. Says the Gemara, you want to tell me Bote Gavoi doesn't cry inside? It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying when there's Churban Beis HaMikdash. Answers the Gemara, Shani Churban Beis HaMikdash, Dafilu Malachi Shalom Baruch. Who are some English of the Malachim cry? The Leshem, who deals a lot in this Gemara, tells us that when the Gemara tells us that the Churban of English is also a cry indoors, means not in the inner doors. The theme of the Gemara is correct. Inside, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't cry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just appears to cry outside. Outside, where the world seems to be falling apart, where there seems to be destruction, when things are not going right, there's a cry. But in the inner world, in the inner rooms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, usually there's no cry at all. In time of Churban Beis HaMikdash, even in the inner rooms, in front of the Malachim, there's a cry. But when you go even deeper inside, into the own, so to speak, small room of HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting there alone, there's no cry ever. The inner you go, the less of a cry you have.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The way things appear in the world, there's a cry. You cry outside. Even though in the inside, heart of hearts, there's no crying in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a simcha. Even in Churban Beis HaMikdash, there's happiness in the inner rooms. But outside, we appear with crying, because that's how the world looks like. In a similar Gemara, Gemara Menachas, similar idea coming out of the Gemara in Gimel Beis, and Menachas tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees Avraham Avinu, who's in Beis HaMikdash, and he tells Avraham Avinu, Mali Didi Mivesi, what is my friend doing over here in my house? Oh my Lord, escape Bonai Bat, they came for my children. Oh my Lord, Banecha Chotu Vigolu, they went to Golus. Oh my Lord, and then Avraham Avinu tries to, Imalan Tzchus, to advocate for Am Yisrael. So maybe they did it by mistake. Hashem says no. So maybe it was not anybody, it was only a minority. Hashem says no. He says, what about Bris Milah? He said, they didn't do Bris Milah. And he goes on back, on and forth. And then it says, Miyad miyech yodav al waisha layat soye kuboyche. Then Avraham Avinu starts crying. Maybe there's no hope. Yotzo Basko v'Amalai, Kiyar Basko, and says, Zayis Yohana on Yotzah Pritoya Koshen Shpechol. Am Yisrael is equated to a Aleph. Ma Zayis Achrisu B'Soifoy. An Aleph. The main part of the Aleph is when it's squeezed. When there's oil coming out of it. Af Yisrael Achrisu B'Soifoy. Also, Am Yisrael, their hope is in that. So Ramon Shapir always used to, the Medak and the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about the conversation that Kadosh Baruch Hu has with Avraham Avinu. It says, Matzah Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Avraham. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham, Avraham answers him. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham, Avraham answers him. Well, guess what? When Avraham Avinu starts crying and he's basically giving up hope, what it says over there, Yotzo Baskol V'Amr Eloi. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the hope with a Baskol. Beginning, it's called the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then it's called a Baskol. It says, Ramosha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, when we say Kadosh Baruch Hu, is the way he appears in front of us. The way he appears in the outer rooms. So who's talking to Avraham Avinu? A direct conversation. Probably goes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, is way on. He says, it's over. Destruction. Cry, there's no hope. Then comes a voice, an inner voice. As mentioned last week, the one you can't see in your eyes. The one you can just hear. It's not a conversation. It's coming from an inner place, from a place, from the, what's called mistarim, from the darkness where you can't really reach. It's a Baskol, and the Baskol says, no, there's hope. Don't worry. And then at the end of the day, everything will be okay. We have a similar thing, not only with Beis Hamikdash, but the Gemara Tzayanim tells us that, the Mishnah tells us that there's Eilu Shein Lem Chek Lem Abba, there's Jews, the Chatz Hashem won't get their Lem Abba. And then the Gemara tells us, Dor Shem Yishum Samru, Kulam Boi Lem Abba. So Leshu says, Dorshu Shumois, the ones that see the hidden secret, what's behind the scenes, what's underneath the surface, they are the ones that tell us that everybody, all Am Yisrael comes to Elam Abba in the end of the day. In the end of the day, there's hope. When you go to the inner chambers, into the inner rooms, there's no cry. But outside, the way things appear, there's a destruction. And the way you deal with the destruction is your cry. Only after Avraham Avinu cries and engages in crying, then comes the Baskol and tells him, don't worry, but you have to engage in crying. This is our Avodah. Our Avodah is we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know everything is L'Tayva, obviously. But the way we interact with the Churban is the way things appear in front of us. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Motei Barai, in the outer rooms, he's crying. So we in the outer rooms, we cry. We mourn, we cry. Even though in the heart of hearts, we know everything will be okay. Really, I think, I hope that this is the real pshat, but I think this comes out really from another from Rashi in Sukkah. Because the Gemara tells us, we have this one brachas twice, saying Gemara in Sukkah. Gemara tells us that a chassan doesn't have to say Kriya Shema. Why doesn't a chassan say Kriya Shema? Gemara says because he's tarut. He is preoccupied because he has to do a be'ilas mitzvah. He has to do a mitzvah that night. Says the Gemara, if so, what about an avil? An avil is also very tarut. He's also preoccupied. He's been in business with his avails. So the Gemara tells us, yes, by a chassan is tarut tirda the mitzvah. He's preoccupied doing a mitzvah. By an Ovel, Tori Tirdo de Rishus. He's preoccupied, but there's no mitzvah to be preoccupied. What does that mean? Zok Rashi, Tirdo de Rishus by an Ovel, Sha'afa be the heathen, so Uchav Lino Ig Avelus. You have to act in Avelus. Which Avelus? Shel Me'ilo, don't wear shoes. Rechitza Mesicho, he can't wash his hands. La'arois kvoid meso, if it was the covered of the mace. You have a mace in front of you, how do you act in front of him? You don't wash, you don't bathe. You don't wear shoes. That's that Surah Levelus. Says Rashi, even though you do all these outer actions, Einoi chaya leitzta'er. But there's no obligation to be sad, says Rashi. And Ovel, who has a mace in front of him, there's no mitzvah to be sad. Usually, normal people, when they have someone in the family that passed away, so they're sad. That's a tirdei de rishus, says Rashi. It's a preoccupation. It bothers him, but it's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to be sad. The mitzvah is to act in a mournful way. Meaning, for an avel, don't wear shoes. For an avel, don't do rechitza. That's what it means to do avelus. We know it's brought down that it really, the Goyim really says it. And I heard that Yeshua Barrow also has a whole shtickle about it. The whole avelus that we have is it's really the mahalach of avelus and ames in the opposite way. Avelus and ames, you start from oinen, meislefanov. You know, you do the burial, and then you have the shiva, and you go out to the shleishi within the 12 months. And by when we're talking about avelus misamigdush, you start the 3 weeks, which is like 12 months. You get to the 9 days, which is more similar to shiva, even though it's not much like shiva, but there's some application of shiva, until you get there of tisha and tisha. Tisha, we also have an issue to eat and drink, which is added to the minog avelus. But basically, we are doing like an avel. As the Gemara tells us in Maseches Tainis, that the idea of Sudan of Sekes is you sin and you mourn, Kimi Shemeso Imuto Lefanov. It's like he has this a deceased relative in front of him. That's what the way we act is going to be Samayish. So if we could say, based on everything that we learned today, L'chorit seems to be right. If we could say, what are we doing in Tisha B'Av? In Tisha B'Av, we're doing avelus. What is avelus? Avelus says Rashi, le'harois k'voy mesoy. You need to show a cover to the mace. In front of you, you have a mace. Do you believe that the mace, everything will be good at the end of the day? That the reason they died was for the better good? Obviously, yes. Do we believe that eventually it's going to come back and tchias amazing, which is only a temporary going away? Obviously, yes. But right now, in front of you, you have a mace. You have to cover the mace. You have to do a velus for the mace in front of you. Churim Beis Hamikdash, you have right now in front of you. In Bati Barai, in the outer worlds, you have in front of you a mace. You have a destruction. You have to be noyeg a velus. That is the kavod Beis Hamikdash. As the Lashon is brought down in the Paiski, the Mishabur quoted, is Kitayu Beis Elokeinu La'abed Allah of Yemech HaBashan. Beis Hamikdash is worth it to lose one day for Beis Hamikdash, to mourn it one day. It's the covenant of Beis Hamikdash to mourn it. That's what we have to do, Boti Baroi. You have a destruction in front of you, you do an avelus. You have a destruction in front of you, you cry for the avelus. Crying, Ramesh always used to say, crying is Loshon Bechi. Bechi is Loshon Nirvoichim and Be'aretz. But Bechi means that you are confused. I don't know what to do. And that's all the Lashem is they have to do with Bechi. Bechi is also called Yelala. Yelala is also a type of crying. Yelala is a Lashem that comes from the word Laila, darkness. Dema is Lashem of Dimua. Dimua means mixing up. When things are not straight. We cry. We're Dermeya. We're Miyalel. As if things are not straight and don't make any sense. Because that's what it seems to be in front of us. On the outer house, the Bati Marai, and even in the Bati Gavai, even in the inner rooms that are more external, things are seem to be coming to an end. There's a destruction. And there's a real destruction in the world. As the Gemara tells us, the Mini B'chor Beis Hamikdash happened, there's no more taste for the fruits. There's no real happiness in the world. And Yoyim Shekalasayim Ruhum Mechaberto, every day is more and more tzaris. Obviously, outside in the outer world, things are terrible. And you cry for that because that's the covenant of Beis Hamikdash, to cry for what you see in front of you. That's what we're doing. We're crying. We're miyalel. But it's not a cry of despair. It's not a cry because we really lost hope. It's a cry because that's the covenant of Beis. It's a cry because that's the way to connect to the Beis Hamikdash in front of us. That's how we connect it. But in truth, in reality, we know in the inner rooms, everything is perfect. So we cry and mourn outside. But as Rashi says, in the inner rooms, there's no chiyuv to be betzar. In the inner heart, you don't have to be in sadness. You can have the hope, have the bitachon, have the reliance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything is going to be fine. It's in the outer rooms, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Boti Baroi, is crying. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speaking to Avraham Avinu, he tells him there's no hope. Outside there's crying. In the inner rooms there isn't. So why are we crying? Because that's our tafkid. Our job is to cry, I'll cover the mace. Our job is to act outside the way the world appears outside. Because Baruch Hu, so to speak, does the same. He acts outside the way the world seems to be outside. And the world outside is a destructive world. So outside, we are in the phase of destruction. We cry, we mourn, we show the cover of some English. But in the heart of hearts, we have the simcha that Kesh Baruch has as well. We have the bitachon and knowledge that everything is going to be fine. So we already know we're doing this destruction in order to get, in order for us to really get to the binyan. As we mentioned last week, anybody who has a veil to Yerushalayim, he's going to merit to see the binyan based on English. Chaim Elosha already asks, it should be Yiske B'Yerushalayim. He will eventually, in the future, see this. He will be in the happiness eventually. Not now. Last week we spoke about it, that we have to go through the bad to get to the good. But basically, the avodah of tisha, what we're doing is we really believe that this is all going to be for the good. But how do we participate in it now? How in the world are we all right now? We could be shaykh to what we're going to get to in the future. The way we do it is we cry today because we act today on the outside, the way the world appears on the outside. When you do that, that's your outer part. So mainly you're acting in the outer the way you should. Now in the inner part, you're really connecting to Zoyche Varev Simcha. You're Zoyche inside. Inside your Simcha and the Simcha. You can't be the inside of the Simcha if you're outside in the Simcha because you're not acting the outside the way the world is acting. In other words, in order for us to be doyim eloi v'andeyu ani v'hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu's crying on the outside and happy on the inside, we can, if we cry on the outside, we can be happy on the inside. But we're not crying on the outside. So we're not doyim eloi on the outside. So we don't have to be tach on the inside either. So we're not really connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu in the right way. So we're not zoyche b'rev simchaso in the heart of hearts. Let us in this Tisha B'Av, and hopefully this will be the, if hopefully it will not come, we still have time for things to change. But if it does come, this should be the last Tisha B'Av, because we are going to engage in the mourning and in the crying, and all the Bote Barayi Bchia, and all the crying that belongs to the outer world, what we're going to do. And then that we'll be able to connect in the inside to the Simcha, the Bitachon, the reliance of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then there'll be a Geula, and through that, we'll get to the Geula Shlemo, and here be Amenu, Amen. Kol de Rabbi Isai, we should have a Nechama, and we'll be going to be breaking out for the summer and come back, Beis Hashem, doing Elul, we'll send the message regarding that.
Shkoyach.
We should have a good and meaningful fast, a Tisha B'Av that connects to the Churban, which leads to the Geula.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.